专项训练三。
一，
听短文，根据短文内容，判断下列句子正误。正确的，用 A 表示，不正确的，用 B 表示。短文读两遍。听短文前，你们有20秒钟的时间，阅读下列句子。
Perhaps you've already watched or heard about Readers, a TV show that has recently become popular on CCTV. It invites different people to read aloud on the stage and tell their moving stories. They can read everything, like poems, books, letters, and so on. Many people fall in love with reading aloud at home. Now the show gives people special reading pavilions to read in some big cities of China. But every pavilion is so small that only one person can come into it each time.Later, the show will pick some of the readers and invite them to read on TV. Thanks to the wonderful TV show on CCTV, the young are becoming more and more interested in Chinese traditional culture. Perhaps you've already watched or heard about Readers, a TV show that has recently become popular on CCTV.It invites different people to read aloud on the stage and tell their moving stories. They can read everything, like poems, books, letters, and so on. Many people fall in love with reading aloud at home. Now the show gives people special reading pavilions to read in some big cities of China. But every pavilion is so small that only one person can come into it each time. Later the show will pick some of the readers and invite them to read on TV. Thanks to the wonderful TV show on CCTV,The young are becoming more and more interested in Chinese traditional culture.
Two, 听短文，根据短文内容，判断下列句子正误。正确的，用 A 表示，不正确的，用 B 表示。短文读两遍。听短文前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
It was 6:30 in the morning, but I didn't want to get up.It was my first day at a new school. Although I had changed schools before, I was still worried. The other students at the new school have known each other. It is November, so they all have friends already since September. The school bell rang. I entered the classroom nervously. The teacher welcomed me and asked me to sit beside a girl named Annette. Everyone was friendly and wanted to be my first friend. I was surprised. Then we started the lessons. Annette helped me find the pages and showed me what we were doing.It was the same kind of math I did at my old school. The reading book was different. It had new stories in it. At lunchtime, Annette asked me to stay with her in the line, so she could show me where everything was. She also introduced me to her friends, and we ate lunch together. In the afternoon, we had free reading time. I read with my new friends. I was glad to have met them. At the end of the day, we got homework and left school. What a great day!It was 6:30 in the morning, but I didn't want to get up. It was my first day at a new school. Although I had changed schools before, I was still worried. The other students at the new school have known each other. It is November, so they all have friends already since September. The school bell rang. I entered the classroom nervously. The teacher welcomed me and asked me to sit beside a girl named Annette. Everyone was friendly and wanted to be my first friend. I was surprised. Then we started the lessons. Annette helped me find the pages and showed me what we were doing. It was the same kind of math I did at my old school. The reading book was different. It had new stories in it. At lunchtime, Annette asked me to stay with her in the line, so she could show me where everything was. She also introduced me to her friends and we ate lunch together. In the afternoon, we had free reading time. I read with my new friends. I was glad to have met them. At the end of the day, we got homework and left school. What a great day!
三，听短文，根据短文内容，判断下列句子正误。正确的，用 A 表示；不正确的，用 B 表示。短文读两遍。听短文前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
Siena is an old city in the north of Italy. It began with a group of people living on its hills about 2,900 years ago. Around the year 1100, Siena became an important business center in Italy. In 1472, the first bank of the world was built in this city and has been doing business ever since. Today, Siena is famous for keeping its old face. For example, its city walls, which helped keep the city safe in the past, are hundreds of years old now and look almost the same as before. Also, many old buildings are seen here. Few things have really changed. There is one thing that helps keep Siena's old face. Cars cannot enter the city most of the time. Siena is an old city in the north of Italy. It began with a group of people living on its hills about 2,900 years ago. Around the year 1100, Siena became an important business center in Italy. In 1472, the first bank of the world was built in this city and has been doing business ever since. Today, Siena is famous for keeping its old face. For example, its city walls, which helped keep the city safe in the past, are hundreds of years old now and look almost the same as before. Also, many old buildings are seen here. Few things have really changed. There is one thing that helps keep Siena's old face. Cars cannot enter the city most of the time.
Listen to the short text. According to the short text, judge the following sentences. Correct, use A to express. Incorrect, use B to express. Short text, read twice. Listen to the short text. You have 20 seconds to read the following sentences.
If you think texting while walking is dangerous, just wait until everyone starts wearing internet-connected glasses. While wearing a pair, you can talk to friends over video chat, take a photo, or even buy a few things online as you walk around. These glasses can do anything you now need a smartphone or tablet computer to do. It's reported that the glasses open up endless possibilities.as well as challenges to safety, privacy, and fashion sensibility. In development for a couple of years, the project is the idea of Google X, the online search leader's secret department that spawns the self-driving car and could one day send elevators into space. If it takes off, it could bring reality another step closer to science fiction, where the line between human and machine will not be clear. But a number of people also worry about the new technology. What if people use it in cars and get distracted? What about the effect on your vision of having a screen so close to your eyes? If you think texting while walking is dangerous, just wait until everyone starts wearing internet-connected glasses. While wearing a pair, you can talk to friends over video chat, take a photo, or even buy a few things online as you walk around. These glasses can do anything you now need a smartphone or tablet computer to do. It's reported that the glasses open up endless possibilities, as well as challenges to safety, privacy, and fashion sensibility. In development for a couple of years, the project is the idea of Google X, the online search leader's secret department that spawns the self-driving car and could one day send elevators into space. If it takes off, it could bring reality another step closer to science fiction, where the line between human and machine will not be clear. But a number of people also worry about the new technology. What if people use it in cars and get distracted? What about the effect on your vision of having a screen so close to your eyes?